This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May of last year. We're talking about Global Diversified Marketing Group, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GDMK. And with us today is the chairman and president and CEO of the company, Mr. Paul Adler. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, since you've been on the show, we've got some new listeners. So if you would, give us a little bit of about statement of who you are, what you do, before we get into the Q&A.
Perfect. We're a company which is a marketing company and owns five different trademark brands. We manufacture under each brand and numerous SKUs of snack items, which come out of Italy, France, Eastern Europe, Greece now, and many other countries. The product's imported into U.S. and direct relationships with Fortune 500 companies like TJX, Marshalls, Home Goods, Costco, and we distribute to them directly. We also work with different type of distributors that service different classes of trade, which could be vending companies, C-stores, and many others. And that's the main business that we have.
One of the reasons why I should have come on the show, because it's been a little while. I know you got some new developments going on over there. If you would, bring myself and my listeners up to speed on that.
Yes. Definitely one of the major developments that has occurred over the several months. We've been working with Costco, and Costco has gave us a placement in their Northeast region, which actually hit the store floors over the last 2 weeks with our item, Cocoa Bliss Coconut Wafer Bites. So currently, if you walk into any of their stores in the Northeast region, all across the East Coast, you would find our products. And we're looking forward to expanding this relationship into other regions as well, which we're currently working on. So this is one of the major developments that has occurred over the last several months, and we finally hit those floors.
You know, the COVID hit a lot of companies very hard last year and going forward a little bit. And it seems like it really didn't, you know, destroy or really erupt your company back. I think you did revenues of $1.6 million in 2020. What was the drive and what drove sales during that year in process?
Yeah, we actually were one of the benefactors of growing at a double-digit pace over the past year, and that happened due to many new items that we were able to put into the trade. We were able to follow the right trends, seeing what the consumers want, and that helped us grow our top-line revenue as well as the bottom line as well as too. One of the major things that basically we were looking at is bringing to the consumers while they're staying at home and being able to give them an e-commerce platform to send the products over to their house, which we used Amazon. And that was one of the major things that also helped us grow in an e-commerce platform.
You know, when I look at companies, especially on the OTC markets, I'm always looking at talent. I'm looking at who's on the board, what kind of management is under each other's belt. You just signed an incredible, I think, catch under Mr. Serge Katz. He's going to be your director of operations manager, and he's going to start April 5th. How did you get him, and what are you expecting the turnaround or the outcome to be here, say, the next two or three quarters?
Yes, so we are very, very fortunate to be able to recruit him. He's been in a private banking sector where he managed middle market companies and grew their relationships and managed over $100 million under management. And he's coming in a role where he's going to be a director of operations and being able to run day-to-day operations with extended growth into other channels as we go forward, as our company evolves and becomes a bigger icon in the food snack industry. So to me, bringing him in a director of operation role helps us grow and put the right staff in the right places in order to expand to the next level.
What's your outlook for 2021 and beyond?
We have seen very, very strong demand in our items, and there's a lot of new things that are in the development. We believe we could see a very strong growth over the next 2 to 3 quarters, which will put us in a completely different platform as an OTC company. With that being said, we're also looking to see a potential of an uplist to the NASDAQ. So we're working very hard by appointing board members, which we did over the last month and a half ago or so. All these members come in with the industry of food business that spent 30 years in Pepsi and many other different sectors, and they're going to be instrumental in helping us achieve what we're looking to achieve in terms of an uplist and a growth plan in our company.
Paul, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
So the most important thing is to show that our items has been around for a long time. Our brand names are known to many consumers. People who look at our company and see it's a public entity, they're going to be able to put two and two together and see, I've seen this brand out, the Biscatellis of the world, the Dolce Bonos. We want to be a long-term shareholder of this company because we believe they can grow their product lines and a potential acquisition, a roll-up that they're looking to do, and be part of that successful story going forward.
Global Diversified Marketing Groups, the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Podcast. They're a consumer defensive packaging food company selling their products all over the place. Take a look at them. You can find them on the OTC markets. Look them up under the ticker symbol GDMK. Paul, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully, I don't have to wait another 8 or 9 months for you to come back on the show. I'd love to have you back on in the next 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
We'll do our best, and we'll try to get on your show to give an update to all the long-term shareholders of where we are and where we're heading.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.